Yoshi presents Weekly News Bulletin. Good day. This is Pranav giving you the news updates for the week. International news. While Nepal is yet to recover from its devastating first earthquake that occurred on 25th of April, another disastrous earthquake struck Nepal on May 12th. The quake measured 7.3 on the Richter scale, killing 57 people and injuring more than 1,100. People living in the northern states and as far as Chennai could feel the tremors. 8 tremors hit Nepal in 2 hours on the same day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on his first visit to China as a Prime Minister from May 14th to 20th. Mr. Modi aims to push an economic agenda and also try and craft a strong political and cultural relation between the two countries during his visit. Among the agreements signed during the visit, a sister city agreement between Chennai and Chongqing was also entered into. Mayor Saidai Duraiswamy is a part of the Prime Minister's delegation to China. Sister cities aim to bring synergy in various areas including education, culture, sports, youth affairs and exchange of trade and commerce. Students of Chennai Corporation Schools are expected to benefit from the development of robotics and intelligent equipment industry in Chongqing. News from the city. Former Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Jayalalitha was acquitted of all charges by the Karnataka High Court on May 11th. She was being tried in the disproportionate assets case. She is expected to be back as Chief Minister following the acquittal. In the times of peak tremor in Chennai, the rain has come down as a descent from heaven as it cools down the weather in Chennai. There has been about 3 spells of rain so far in this month and more is expected to follow. Education. Anna University has started issuing application forms for engineering college admissions from May 6th. The applications will be available till 29th of this month and are issued from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Anna University campus. The last date for submission of filled-in forms is May 29th. For more details, log on to www.annauniv.edu. Summer camps. Hindustan University will conduct a summer sports camp from 20th to 30th of May. It will be held from 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. The camp includes all type of sports like cricket, badminton, basketball, horse riding and volleyball. The venue is at No. 1 Rajiv Gandhi Salai or OMR. For more details, contact 80562-95924 or 99520-35336. Aaron Chess Academy is conducting a special summer camp for amateur chess players from May 18th to 28th. This is at No. 12, 6th Main Road, Kasturba Nagar, Adyar. For more details, contact 99400-94718 or 98400-53063. Chennai Ultimate Frisbee is conducting its annual summer camp Agni Nakshatra from May 9th to June 7th on weekends at the Elliot's Beach, Besanagar. There is no registration fee for the camp. The coaching time is from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. People of all ages can take part in the summer camp. For details, contact 9500-81262. Over to the weather forecast for the week. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected to occur at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Puducherry over the next week. In Chennai, the skies will be cloudy through the week and the weekend will see a very warm weather with temperature touching 38 degrees Celsius. Sports. The Chennai Super Kings has become the first team to qualify for the playoffs in the IPL 2015. It looks to maintain the top 2 spots and seal a place in qualifier 1. This is all for the week. For daily updates, visit www.yosi.in. This is Pranav signing off. Have a wonderful week.